So for those of you who don't know us, we're Austin and Laura Black. And heads up, Austin King already got me worked up. But praise the Lord for your story, brother. So I'm probably going to lose it during this as well. Laura's a lot better at keeping her composure. But this morning, we just want to take some time to share a story that covers a span of nearly 10 years. It's a story of pursuing big goals and dreams and trusting in God's faithfulness, being covered with His provision, and working daily to follow His leading. And ultimately, it's a story of trust and tears, of how we have learned to be all in with our finances and our faith. And we hope that it brings encouragement to you, and above all, glory and praise to God.
So we were married on October 10th, 2015, on a perfect, beautiful, sunny 75-degree day. Despite that beautiful beginning, though, the start of our happily ever after came with some challenges. At the time, I was working full-time as a sales rep for Syngenta and living in Nevada.
And I was beginning my journey of self-employment, having left my job in communications with MFA Incorporated in Columbia, Missouri, to move in with Laura. And while this decision was absolutely the best decision relationally for our new marriage, it did present a challenge for my career. Because with no good prospects for full-time employment, I focused on building a business of my own. Now, being my own boss had been a goal of mine for a long time, but at 26 years old, I wasn't as prepared as I thought, and the work did not come easy. It was a grind, and I made a lot of mistakes. The work was seasonal, the income was variable, and sometimes the lessons were painful.
Now, thankfully, my job was solid, stable, and it was good paying enough to give us a strong financial foundation. As we combined our finances, we learned to budget together consistently, and we set long-term goals.
Well, about a year later, we bought our home in Butler, and although still variable, my income slowly began to grow, and we set our sights on being intentional with our money to pay off our mortgage early. Over the next few years, we experienced a roller coaster of decisions and life events. My work grew for a couple of years, but then just hit a wall on revenue.
In 2018, our family grew from 2 to 3 as we welcomed our first baby girl, Haley. Early in my pregnancy, I knew that I needed to make a career change to be the kind of mom that I wanted to be. While I felt called to be a stay-at-home mom, I knew that that wasn't a reality in our current season. As I began to look for something different, a support position opened up in the company, and I made the move from field sales to work from home. It came with its own set of stresses, but I was blessed to get to be home with my baby girl every single day and still provide our family with a consistent income and benefits. Our family grew again in October 2020 as our little Reagan joined us. She was a blessing, a challenge, another expense, and a growing reminder of my call to work less and mom more.
Well, by early 2021, I was getting increasingly frustrated at my inability to earn enough through self-employment to contribute significantly to our household income. Now, God had always provided an abundance, and we never once doubted His plan for our life or forgot the dreams that we held of me being full-time self-employed and Laura being full-time mom. But the complexities of a growing family and the demands placed on us were causing more stress than enjoyment. I knew something had to change. So through some opportunities in my financial coaching, I got connected with an agriculture marketing company. And a few months later, learned about a full-time position they had available. For the first time in 6 years, I was seriously considering walking away from my own ventures and working for someone else. The salary was much lower than I was comfortable taking, but the position was a great fit for my skill set and would provide consistent income. I applied and was offered the role, and after a lot of prayer, said yes. While I kept the clients I had grown through my own marketing business, this meant I was walking away from my efforts to grow my business, walking away from my journey I had invested years and dollars into, and in a way, accepting the failure to perform and provide in the way I'd wanted to for my family. But I also felt I was being a man, a leader, and a provider by getting a real job and giving Laura a chance to move away from full-time employment.
So with Austin's new job bringing in a predictable income, it gave me the opportunity to look for part-time work. I had discussed with my manager the possibility of shifting my work arrangement to reduced hours, but at that time, it was not an option. So I began to seriously pursue other opportunities, and I was excited and encouraged by what lay ahead for our family.
Fast forward just 2 months, though, and my new role wasn't looking optimistic. I was stressed, I was dealing with a toxic environment, and I was struggling to achieve the required performance metrics. So what had looked to be the open door to new opportunities for my family was quickly shut when I made the very difficult and painful decision to resign after 3 months. It was a huge punch in the gut to us both, and I questioned my ability to succeed.
And meanwhile, I felt like a rug had been pulled out from under me. The option to go part-time had been stripped away, and I began to doubt that our situation would ever change. I felt I would be stuck in a full-time role forever, and I would miss out on all the little moments with my kids.
So at this time, we were left to ask, what's next? Self-employment didn't look promising still, so I set my sights on finding another full-time role in the coming weeks. Well, a couple of weeks turned into a couple of months with no job offers presented. At that point, I began to question what the future would actually look like for us financially. We still had a mortgage payment, and with the minimal income coming in for me and inflation starting to set in, I was concerned with our ability to continue meeting the minimum payment. Fortunately, we had saved a large portion of my short-lived salary. However, the surplus was only going to last so long. And then one day, God told me to pay the house off. I was reminded of savings that we had, and after calculating what was available, I was amazed to see we had nearly the exact amount left on our mortgage. So we decided it only made sense and would be a huge burden lifted from our finances. So only 4 years and 9 months after buying the house, we wrote the check to pay it off. It was freeing, exciting, and encouraging, and we couldn't imagine the impact of that decision on us in the years to follow.
Now, no mortgage payment meant that we could reallocate funds to living essentials, but what it didn't change was our income, and it didn't help Austin find a job. We didn't know at the time that the journey that we were starting down was going to be a long, challenging, heartbreaking, exhausting, wearisome road that would test our faith, our marriage, our belief in ourselves, and what we knew in our hearts was a promise from God. You see, it didn't take just a few weeks or months for Austin to find a new job. It took 1.5 years. 18 months of questioning over and over again what our future held and where God was leading us. In fact, if it wasn't for Austin's adamant belief that God did have a plan for us, the countless prayers offered by many in this congregation, we might have given up. I know there were times that I honestly did not feel like being here on Sunday. I felt so far from God, but we always pulled through and showed up, and God showed up through the people sitting here, through the worship, through the message, sometimes from a text message from a friend or someone who would just have some words of encouragement, and it meant so much to us during this hard time in our lives. Sometimes it felt to me like we were walking down a long, dark hallway with no open doors and with no end in sight. But I held on to the promise of Romans 8:28 as an anchor. And if you're not familiar with that passage of scripture, it reads, "And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose."
But even if we couldn't see what the next step was, we continued to pray, and we continued to seek God's will. And while Laura claimed that verse in Romans, I found my strength in Jeremiah 29:11, which reads, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. We continued our tithing as the very first item on our budget, and we were benevolent when able. And month after month, I was amazed that we always had enough money to cover our expenses. Now, I did whatever I could earn a paycheck, from financial coaching to freelance writing, video production, marketing, being an AI tech, and day working for ranchers. I did everything I possibly could. And God provided for our need every single month. Well, about 15 months into that journey, I'd had enough of the waiting. We felt stalled out, like everything we wanted to pursue in life was on hold until I found work. And that included growing our family, because we knew that the best choice for our family was for Laura to step down to either part-time or stop working altogether before adding the third child. Now, at that point, I had experienced enough of God's provisions and blessing to gain some confidence in the unknown that lay ahead. And God started laying it on my heart to take a step in faith. Now, there are many details and stories I could share about this time, but for the sake of time, I will say that God was speaking to me and to Laura after what had felt like the longest period of silence we'd ever experienced. Up to this point, we had been knocking on every door we came by and waiting for God to open up the right one. But we were basing our actions and our decisions on the plan that we had and praying for God to provide. Now, we were learning it was time to truly go all in and give everything over to God. Our timing, our plan, our desires, and yes, our fears and concerns.
In the fall of 2022, we agreed that even though we didn't know what the future held, we were ready to start walking in the direction we felt called and plan for a third baby. Austin was still searching for a job, but it was time to put everything in God's hands and stop relying on our own ability and understanding. I had been reading the book Crazy Faith by Michael Todd, and through that, I was inspired to pray a stating faith prayer. I thank God for the baby that he would give to us and the job that he would give to Austin. 2 weeks later, I found out I was pregnant.
This is where it gets hard. In January of 2023, I applied to another agriculture marketing agency and was offered a position as account manager. It was literally the first offer I had received after submitting 43 applications, undergoing 13 sets of interviews, and coming in second place 8 times. It wasn't a perfect opportunity, but it was a salary that would actually work, and it seemed to be a step in the right direction. I started in February, and we felt like we were on cloud 9. We could see the light ahead, things were happening, and it was the greatest sense of relief, pride, peace, and joy we had felt in months. Life did become more complicated as we were now both working full-time, but we started achieving some financial goals again, and we were very optimistic about where our family was headed.
Lainey was born in July, and I went on maternity leave. When I had shared the news of my pregnancy with my manager, Ashley, I had also shared with her that our plans were that I would not be returning to full-time after the baby was born. I knew, based on our conversation 2 years previous, that likely that change would mean leaving Syngenta, which was the company I'd spent my entire career with. But in God's great timing, unbeknownst to me, leadership in the company had already been in conversations about the possibility of expanding our team and adding a part-time role. In the corporate world, these types of decisions don't happen quickly, so it wasn't until the fall that I learned that the new position had been approved, and a part-time arrangement was available for me if I wanted to accept it. It was half the hours and half the pay, but full benefits, and I worked on the same team as before with some adjustments to my responsibilities. Now, I really wasn't wanting to work a full 20 hours because three kids, homeschooling, all the things. But it was an incredible blessing, and it was something that I couldn't say no to. So I returned to work on December 1st.
Soon after Laura went back to work, my crazy end of the year work started. It was a challenging month. It was full of numerous struggles and stressors. And I was feeling a strong inclination that it was time to look for another opportunity. And then it happened. Less than 6 weeks after Laura stepped down to part-time, I started the new year on January 12th, 2024, being informed in a weekly performance review that my position was being terminated, effective immediately. I was shocked and speechless. My job was gone. I sat down in Laura's office and told her what had happened. And of course, in typical frantic wife fashion, she exclaimed, "What are we going to do?" I said, "I don't know, but I know God's going to take care of us." Well, the next day, I shared the news with my mom, and she immediately offered for me to take over some of her work that she didn't have time for due to caring for my grandparents. So I wrote some articles and sold a few ads for a beef cattle publication she worked for. Their publishing schedule only went through April, so it was a short-lived stint, but just enough to bring in some money. And while working on that, I settled back into finding whatever freelance projects I could pick up. A small amount of work started to come in, but we still felt very tight and very uncertain about what the future would hold and how long our budgeted surplus would last. We were now living on essentially two part-time incomes, but God continued to provide. I still looked for other full-time opportunities, but nothing that felt right came along. And the longer I looked, the more I began to believe that my future didn't include working for someone else. I just didn't know what my other options were going to be.
As God continued to make life work with what seemed to be much, much less than we had before, we started to believe that some of the financial security and comfort that we, actually it was mostly me, had desired before may not be required. I saw each month come and go without a financial emergency, and I started to feel more comfortable with neither of us having the safety net of a full-time guaranteed salary.
And as every single month ended without going over budget or worrying about the next month's finances, I began to trust in God's provisions over my own projections. And then in August of last year, God finally started to reveal his plan that has changed our lives. Remember the beef cattle publication I mentioned working for in the spring? 6 years earlier, when Laura and I were first looking for ways to get her home full-time, we approached the owners about buying it. The conversation started off positive, and we were really excited about the opportunity it would bring our family. But when the time came to get serious about the next steps, the owners decided they weren't ready to sell, at least not for the foreseeable future. And last summer, I started thinking about acquiring that business again, and I wondered when the owners would consider selling it. The thought lingered in my mind for a few months, and I never said a word to anyone about it. Not even Laura. So I was very intrigued and a little surprised when my mom called me in August and told me that Keith, the owner, had asked her if I would be interested in taking over the publication and the business. Now, at first, I didn't think it would be an option. We didn't have the funds to purchase a business, and I felt Laura would be very hesitant about doing a deal with Keith or considering a serious and possibly uncertain self-employment venture. We hadn't seriously talked about going down the self-employment route, and although I had communicated my concern about being able to find a job or work for someone else, I didn't feel like Laura was ready to fully support that approach.
So, no surprise, when Austin first told me about the opportunity, I was not interested. Given the previous conversations we had had with Keith and the success rate of Austin's previous self-employment endeavors. Initially, I actually kind of laughed at the consideration. but not long after I agreed that it wouldn't hurt to talk to Keith and see what he had in mind.
So I made a phone call. Well, Keith told me that he and his wife had decided to stop publishing, and if Laura and I wanted to take over, the door was open. He said, "It's not for sale, but if you want it, you can have it," making it clear they did not want a penny. We were stunned by this offer. The opportunity wasn't a slam dunk given the current state of the business and the challenges that lay ahead, but the financial gift and the potential of the business definitely had our interest. So over the next few weeks, we did our research and we prayed and we prayed and we prayed because we knew it wouldn't be easy, it wouldn't be a guarantee, and it would take a lot of changes to make the business work. To be honest, we wrestled with the decision. We were trying to trust in what we didn't know and listen to God's leading, but we were also being really cautious to not be too optimistic and to see this as a free ticket to success. Because the financial projections were just that, projections. It was the best self-employment option we'd ever been able to consider, but it was still a gamble to some extent. Still, it combined everything that I was good at. I'd worked in communications since 2012. I had the industry experience and connections to be a qualified editor and publisher. I could use my sales skills to sell ads, and I could be what I really enjoyed being, a business manager. In short, there were way too many benefits and opportunities, and the gift of being handed the entire business for free, that we determined there was no doubt this was a door opened by God. And combined with my other business ventures, there was the possibility I could provide for our family full time. So we took the leap and we said yes. We officially took ownership on November 1st and jumped right into crafting the business for profit and success. There were tons of change that happened in the first few months, and it was nothing short of a whirlwind as we implemented the necessary pieces and started printing new issues.
As the new year started, Austin and I sat down like we do every year, and we crafted our annual goals. And this time, we set our sights on the huge, long-awaited goal of me leaving the workforce and finally being full-time mom. While my part-time work had been a blessing, it was challenging to juggle all of my roles as homeschool teacher, mom, wife, and employee. I was ready to step fully into the calling God had placed on my heart. Now, with the new business, the opportunity was there. But the question was, would the finances support it? Nearly everything about the business was new, so there was no track record to base our decision on. It was going to have to be a trust factor on if and when that could happen. I asked Austin if we could seriously consider me leaving my job by the end of the first quarter.
Well, God blessed the business right out of the gate, and we were fortunate enough to have the first three issues come out very profitably. So towards the end of February, as I began looking at the new financials and running my updated projections across all the businesses, it became clear that the goal was, in fact, attainable. And even with no guarantee that it was going to last, we had enough of a buffer to go for it.
So in early March, Austin took me out to dinner. He handed me a card, and inside he had written, "Congratulations, you are being promoted to full-time mom, effective April 1st. And that's no April Fools." I was speechless because I had expected us to sit down and go over all the numbers together and make a decision. But Austin knew that I would be one to second guess and question and run all the what-if scenarios. So he saved me from that agony of all the debate. And he gave me that gift that I had been striving for 6 years. I couldn't believe it, and it really took a couple of days for it to sink in that this thing that we had been working towards for so many years was finally happening. So the next week, I called my boss. I told her that the time had come for me to leave Syngenta. Now, she was sad for me to go. I'd been working for her for 6 years, but she was supportive, and she was happy because she knew that this had been a big goal for our family. So she got busy talking to HR that week, and after she talked with HR, she called me and she had some not very great news. So our company had a bonus payment made every year at the end of March. That was part of the reason for my departure at the end of March. HR had informed Ashley that the fine print of the incentive policy states, employees who have submitted their resignation, even if still employed on the day of the payment, will be ineligible to receive the bonus. She was surprised by this, I was surprised by this, and because we were unaware of the policy, Ashley, in one more way of support, as that wonderful manager that she is, she promised to me that she would go to bat and fight for an exception. And just as luck would have it, her manager was also supportive, and he happened to currently be in meetings at the office where HR was located. He was able to sit down face to face and work through the situation with them. So by the end of that week, Ashley called me and she shared with me the new plan. I was going to submit a new letter of resignation dated April 1st with a last day of employment of April 15th. I would still receive my bonus and I would be on paid vacation for 2 weeks. Now, to this day, I do not know if HR was aware I didn't actually work those last 2 weeks. Doesn't matter, not my problem. but I was beyond grateful for Ashley's support and how God showed up and showed off in providing the unexpected blessing of an additional 2 weeks of pay and a full month of medical benefits.
So here we are today, me officially, finally, after a long time, a full-time self-employed business owner, and Laura fulfilling her calling as a full-time mom, homeschool teacher, and my favorite job for her, executive assistant to my many endeavors.
That's my least favorite.
It's the culmination of 10 years of dreaming, praying, waiting, and working. It's the end of one chapter and the beginning of the next. And once again, to say we are relieved, grateful, and excited is a significant understatement. Now, yes, I am more stressed and busier than ever before, but I'm having so much fun.
And I am working harder than ever before with 3 very demanding little bosses.
I'm not one of them.
I could have said 4. But I am more fulfilled and content than ever before. While our finances continue to be unknown, since neither of us receives a true salary, we have the greatest sense of peace and comfort in the Lord's provision and blessing that no matter what, we will be taken care of.
Now, to bring all of this to a final conclusion and a true testimony, we know that our success isn't about us. It's not about our goals. It's not about our dreams or our desires. It truly is about God's love and His faithfulness. And while we are celebrating this major milestone in our lives, in our family, in our marriage, we want you to be inspired in your walk with the Lord because of our journey with Him. So we want to share 3 lessons that we have learned through this experience. Number 1, God is always in control, even when life seems out of control. He has a plan that is perfect. And even when it doesn't align with our plans and timing, when we submit to His leading, great things happen that we couldn't otherwise imagine.
Number 2, our understanding of what is possible and what is necessary financially is limited to our ability and capacity. But God can do much with little and will not let us fail, falter, or be without. To this day, we have not experienced a single month where God did not provide exactly what we needed when we needed it. In fact, when things look like they're going to be too tight, we are learning to expect God to show up because He always does. This is helping us trust in His blessings over our ability.
Finally, the 3rd lesson is when you're faithful to God, He is faithful to you. It had been so easy to stop giving our tithe and hold on to that money for our own living expenses, our savings, or just another financial buffer. But we continued to give every single month. We kept praying, and we continued to trust in God's plan and promise. And not once did he ever stop blessing, providing, or protecting us. So to all of you here this morning, remember to always be faithful with your giving. Remain consistent in your praying and seeking the Lord's guidance. Because when you seek the Lord, when you pursue his will, and when you commit to your relationship with him, he will not let you down.